Today we're going to learn about some of the stories and debates that took place between the Chachmei Yisrael, the Chazal, Archachomim, Amoroyim, Tanoim, and Goyishe philosophers, kings, leaders. Now you have to understand that these were not regular debates. In most of these debates, it was one of those heads I win, tails you lose situations. You really couldn't win because they had their answers and their mindsets really set to begin with. And only the greatest of the Chachomim, using the most halakha wisdom, were able to get through and break through the mindset that not only should they win, but they should actually gain the result of winning, and thus the pressures and the persecution on Bnei Yisrael and Klal Yisrael would be lessened, or in the best case scenario, completely taken away. The Gemara that speaks about these debates regarding Tchiyas HaMeisim is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, mainly Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. And in order to appreciate the story which we're going to say, which is in Gemara Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, you have to know about a certain Yiddish character that lived in that era. And his name was Gevia ben Pasisa. Gevia ben Pasisa came right out of the storybook. You know, this old man with the big hunchback, you know, these stories. That was Gevia ben Pasisa. He literally was a man with a hunchback. He was bent over, but very quick with his tongue, very smart. He really was very sharp. And the Gemara actually tells us about many vikuchim that this Gevia ben Pasisa, he debated. And his classic line was as follows. Let me go to the debate, he would tell the great Chachamim, because if I win, good. And if I lose, they'll say, oh, they lost to this old hunchback guy. He didn't really lose to the real Chachamim. You know, this way, even if I lose, it won't be so bad. They wouldn't feel that they won over the Yidden. They won this interesting guy, was a hunchback, was wobbling around. And he always came out victorious. The Gemara there says some stories, for example, when the Mitzriim, they came to the king. Again, you have to understand that those days you had like Alexander the Great and all these different leaders, these Caesars and these Roman emperors, that they controlled many countries, and these countries were vassal states where they paid taxes, and they were all under this big empire. And they brought their grievances to the king, to the emperor, and they said that the Jews, when they left Mitzrayim, they borrowed so many kalim and jewelry, they really emptied out Mitzrayim. Now they want it to be paid back. So what do you answer them? So once again, if they would say you're right, they would probably say, well, there's interest by now, and every Yid would be poor and forced to sell his home, and who knows what would happen to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara tells us that he got up there, and he said, yeah, it's true, we did, we did take out some of your kalim. But we also, you enslaved us for a few hundred years. Let's start adding up the damages of slavery. Let's see who owes who money. And by the time he finished enumerating, going through all the complaints and the valid grievances that we have against the Mitzriim, the king said, well, what do you have to say? And they said, give us 3 days. And they all ran away. And the Gemara says that year was a Shemitah year where Yidden weren't able to work the land. And all of a sudden, they had all these fields that were plowed and they were full of fruit that the Goyim had done for themselves, and they ran away. So a lot of these types of stories, this Gevia ben Pasisa, he would really be one of the, you know, he really saved Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara tells us that one day, Omar lo yahu mino le Gevia ben Pasisa. Gevia ben Pasisa is walking or hobbling down the street, and he's approached by an apikoiris. Now this apikoiris starts laughing about the Yiddish belief of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And what is his statement? His statement is that I really feel bad for you, you close-minded people, that you believe that dead people will come alive. Do you know the way the world works? In the way of the world, people which live die, and people which die stay dead. They don't come back to life. This is not what happens. So why do you Jews have these fantasies about Chiyas HaMeisim? So woe unto you, like, really, really, come on. I really, really feel bad that you guys have this belief. So Gevi'a ben Pasisa, again, the sharp, quick, smart person that he was, he says, Omar Loi, he responds, Ve'lechoin, actually, it's woe unto you. You believe that people cannot come back to life. He says, let's think about it rationally for a moment. He says, if people which were never born can be born, which basically people that nothing existed from them, they never existed, they can come into existence. Those which already existed, for sure they should be able to come back. That should be easier to understand how someone that was alive returns to life than someone that was never existed, just showed up, appeared. Which one's harder to, you know, think about, and which one's harder to perceive in your mind? Somebody that, it's child being born from literally like nothing, or someone that was alive and coming back to life? So the person said, I feel that you insulted me, and I really, really am upset at you, and I'm going to give you such a zetz on your back that it's going to straighten out your back. In other words, and of course, it became very personal. Instead of, you know, most of these illogical discussions end up being very personal, he took it very personal and he said, you know what? I'm going to give you such a zetz that you hunchbacker, you're going to be straightened out. Now, he thought that he would have the last word. But not with Gevi'a ben Pasisa. Look what he tells him. On Marley, he says, Iyato Isekein, if you take, are able to straighten out my back, Roife Umantikore, everyone's going to say you're an amazing doctor. Uschar Harbetitoil, you'll be able to make a lot of money. Basically, yeah, Adrabe, go for it. Go straighten me out. Halava, you can straighten out my back. But that's what type of person he was. So we see here, again, the Yesoid of this Emunah and Chiyas HaMeisim, that is something that never existed can exist, something that already existed for sure can exist. And the Gemara actually tells us another story that, again, one of these apikorsim came to Reb Ami and he said, people that lived in the earth, meaning people that died, how do you expect them to come back to life? And he tells them a mashal. Now, there are a lot of mefarshim that explain the depth of the mashal, that got to explaining the real oimek of the mashal, but let's take the mashal face value. He says, there was one time a king, and the king told his servants, build me a palace in a place where there's no water or dirt. Mamish, you have nothing to work with. Go figure out how to build me a palace out of nowhere. And Hochu Banuai say they figured out a way to build the palace. Liyamim Naflu. But a few years later, the palace falls apart. And he calls in his servants again, his architects, designers, his construction companies, you know, the full crew. And he tells them, go rebuild me a palace, but do it this time in a place where you do have earth and water. Basically, you can make bricks, you can build it. So they said, Einanu Yecholin, we cannot build your palace in this city that has water and earth. That's what they responded. Koas Aleim. So the king got very upset, and the king tells them, I don't understand. In a city where you had no material, you had no earth, and you had no water, Bonisem, you're able to build me a palace. Achshav sheyesh mayim v'ofra lachas kama v'kama. Now that you're in a city where you have the tools, you have the earth, you have the water, you can actually build me bricks, you can build me a palace. You're all of a sudden now you can't, so the king got very upset. Now, Then he said, now this is, by the way, a very, very famous Yiddish controversy. Now he tells them, if you don't believe that something from the earth could come back to life, he says, go to the Bika, you go to the valley, you'll be able to see a certain type of mouse. And this mouse is basically comes from dirt. You'll see that half of it is dirt, and half of it is flesh. And come back tomorrow and you'll see how it's completely flesh, that literally came alive from the dirt, that this dirt produces this mouse. Now, I can tell you, of course, this is Chazal and this is the MS. You have all these big thinkers saying, really? There really exists such a thing? And do the Chachamim know science? It goes against the science. But we're not going to get into that whole discussion for now. The fact is that there is this mouse that literally gets its life and it comes from earth. He says that's a sign of Tchias HaMesim. And he says maybe it's going to take a long time. He says go look in a certain place, there's a snail, Chilozin Echot, and you come back tomorrow, you're going to see how it quickly fills up the entire field with these snails. The point is Tchias HaMesim can happen, and it can happen quickly. So these are different stories of Chazal that speak about Tchias HaMesim. Mr. Shem, in the coming year, we'll discuss some more details about Tchias HaMesim.